Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's game day. You only got one job to do. That's win. That means you stay focused for four quarters. Know your assignments and finish on every play. Don't be looking for shortcuts. And don't even think about making excuses. Because if you want the W, you're going to have to earn it. Nothing comes for free. Not 1 yard. You pay for it with sweat, with determination, with heart. You do things the right way, because that's the only way. You pick up your teammates. You keep your head high. And you remember everything you went through to get here. Because at the end of the day, there's only one person looking back at you in the mirror. And that's one person you don't want to cheat. So now it's on you. It's your decision to make. You're going to hold back and leave a little something inside, or you're going to do your job and leave nothing.
Super Bowl 46, just hours away. Welcome to the annual Super Bowl party special at the Balance. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. I am your host for the next 2 hours. And yes, we are live in Indianapolis. Joining me, Mr. Super Colts fan, who is not in Indianapolis. Who should be in Indianapolis? Mr. Brian Jensen. How you doing, buddy?
Good. What's going on, man?
Good. You ready to bring it? Are you ready bring it? It is Super Bowl Sunday. Got a great show today, guys. I'm going to tell you what. We have me and you, obviously. Chad, a.k.a. Axel, is going to be calling in here anytime. We've just got a jam-packed show. We don't know who's going to stop in. We've got my son calling in a little bit later today. I tell you what, this is going to be one of the best Super Bowl parties that the Balance has ever brought to you. All right. We know who's going to be here. It's the New England Patriots. On the New York Giants, Little Manny is in. I'll tell you what, if Brady wins, he ties the Super Bowl wins with Joe Montana. If Manny wins, he ups one up on Little Brother. Well, guys, also joining us now, a.k.a. Axel. Better late than never. How you doing, sir?
Doing good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Ready to rock and roll, guys. I tell you what, it is good to be live here in Indianapolis. Super Bowl 46. Lucas Oil Stadium is going to be packed here in the next few hours. And, guys, I'm going to tell you what, if you don't have a ticket to the game, well, you just don't have a ticket to the game because it isn't going to happen. Well, unless you got a lot of money that you want to pay on the scalpers. Well, Chad, I know that you and I went down to, we're out hanging out at Super Bowl Village on Wednesday night. Me and you and Mrs. M had a great time down there, and you went back on Thursday night. So tell me, Super Bowl Village, what's your favorite part?
Oh, it's got to be the zip line area. That is it's got a lot of activities, and then I took my kid to the NFL fan experience, and we did a catching drill. So I didn't let her catch the ball because I saw another three-year-old go and saw that the ball hit him right smack in his nose, and he was crying, and came back and had to be consoled. So having not given us catching drills for my four-year-old, I didn't want to take that chance because I wanted to enjoy the rest of the NFL fan experience. So basically I caught the ball and let her run with the ball. So it was a good experience. I mean, the NFL fan experience has got so many things for kids to enjoy. And I was there for an hour and a half. I went close to closing of the NFL fan experience, which closes at 10 o'clock. But I wish I had a few more hours to spend there because there was so much more to do. And it was well worth $25 if you gave yourself ample time to do all the things. So I think that's got to be one of the best out there. And not to mention the huddle and the fan experiences and all the wonderful heaters to help us get relief from the warm weather. And it's that whole convention center area that probably is the best with curling and beanbag tossing, and they have kind of mixed the state fair culture with the Super Bowl hosting culture, and they've done a good job.
Yes, so they've done a fantastic job. And if you're here in Indianapolis, welcome to Indianapolis, guys. It is the Super Bowl. We are so glad that you're here. Brian, what's your favorite part of Super Bowl Village?
Oh, that's a cheap shot.
Well, guys, we're so glad that you're here, and it is a fantastic day for a Super Bowl. 917-889-8516 if you want to join the show. We got 2 hours of jam-packed Super Bowl talk. For the first hour, we're doing nothing but talking about AFC and the Patriots. How the Patriots got here, guys. Absolutely forbidden today. And I swear, if you call in and you bring up Peyton Manning or you bring up the Colts, I'm going to sad sack you and kick your ass off my air. Today, it is the Patriots and the Giants. You are here. Well, the Colts aren't here, but I'm glad that you are here. And this is our house, Indianapolis, Indiana, Lucas Oil Stadium. Woo! Super Bowl Sunday, guys. I am stoked. All right, let's talk about it. Let's jump right into it, guys. We have the Patriots and the Giants. Chad.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that journey that the Patriots had here, and then we'll go on to Mr. Brian, who I know who's dying to talk about the New England Patriots and Tom Brady and a possible another Super Bowl. I'll tell you what, guys, I am so stoked right now. I don't even need any coffee. It is early.
Yeah.
The sun is shining here in Indianapolis, and what a fantastic week it's been. All right, Mr. Chad, our a.k.a. Axel, the guy who knows everything there is to know about everything when it comes to the NFL. Chad, tell us about the journey the Patriots have had to get to today's game.
Well, the Patriots have had to use a lot of combination of players on defense to get where they are. And their one rock-solid thing that they could rely on was Tom Brady and the offense. So that gave them the luxury to try different combinations on defense till they finally somewhat figured out what combinations work. They had to deal with enough injuries with Patrick Chung, and then Andre Carter went down for the season when he went on IR, so that kind of put a damper on their pass rush. But Bill Belichick, being the defensive mastermind he is, I mean, we all wondered all these last few drafts, Patriots stockpiling so many picks. They stockpiled so many picks so that they could cut half of them, and out of the remaining half, they could find some good starters, and it seems to be finally paying off the last 2 years defensively. I mean, they gave up 33 points to the Ravens in the playoffs, and they gave 28 points to the Jets in the playoffs, both resulting in losses at home in 2009 and 2010 playoffs. This year, however, the entire season, the Patriots defense has not given up 30-plus. Entire season. You can go and look it up. So no reason to think that the Giants are going to put 30 or more. Absolutely not. It's going to be a game that is going to be dictated by the offensive line and defensive line play. So the trenches are going to dictate how this game is going to go. And the Patriots' running game, if they could run, once they saw the Ravens playing pass, the Ravens pass coverage, I mean, before the AFC Championship game, I told you, the Ravens really shut down tight ends pretty good. And they did a pretty good job. I mean, there's not a single passing touchdown for Tom and not a single passing touchdown for any of the tight ends. So I was right on that front. And but you know what? When you have an offensive line loaded with first and second round draft picks, which has been the Patriots' philosophy over this last decade, and the Colts literally went the other way, relying on Manning's quick release and skill position players getting open as opposed to bolstering the offensive line, that offensive line of the Patriots can run even against a stout front line like the Steelers or the Ravens if those guys decide to bring in extra defensive backs. And that is the same ammo they're going to use against the Giants. And so basically the Patriots had a rocky start due to defensive rotations and figuring out their defense. But thanks to Tom Brady, they were able to stay the course and finish up with a 13-3 record. And they had a favorable matchup versus the Broncos. And they did the games have always been close, even the games that they've lost. Big Ben and Eli were probably the two best QBs that they played in the regular season, and they lost to both of them. And Joe Flacco probably would have been the third best QB they played, and they barely beat him. So I would have to say that the Patriots, if their offensive line controls the line of scrimmage, as always, they will be able to stay in the game, and then whoever's got the ball last, man, I'm telling you. If it's Tom Brady, then watch out. So.
All righty. And there you go. And okay, so we'll save our picks till later on in the show, toward the end of the show, because we want to make sure that we've got everybody on board when we do the picks. Brian, I know that you are so excited to see the Patriots in the Super Bowl at Lucas Oil Stadium. So, talk to me a little bit about your thoughts about the journey on how the New England Patriots got to today's game.
Man, you're always trying to put me on the spot and put me out there like, you know, I'm somebody else. But that's what I love about you. But, you know, Patriots, I mean, you know, there was only one team that put up 30 points against them. That was Buffalo back in week three. They put up 34. It was 34-31. But, I mean, besides that, you know, that was pretty much the only loss that was kind of like, you know, an eye-opening loss. Is like, you know, wow, it, you know, Patriots actually lost to Buffalo, but I mean, you know, it's their defense, their defensive back, you know, their defensive backs. I mean, they're, you know, just dropping all year, and now they got a wide receiver playing, a DB, and you know, if it wasn't for Tom Brady in that offense, you know, they wouldn't be in this position. I mean, you know, they have one of the worst defense. They have the worst defense in the league. You know, as far as passing yards, they're ranked 31st, giving up 293 yards a game. And 17th overall rushing, which, you know, the Giants aren't much of a rushing game anyways. But, if it wasn't for Tom Brady, I mean, they wouldn't be in this position. I mean, you know, they gave up a lot of points, and, you know, it just seemed like anyone could go out there and, you know, score a will on them. But, I mean, but then, you know, Tom Brady would just come back and just at ease, you know, just take him down the field and score again. So, you know, you got to credit Tom Brady. I mean, he is, you know, the MVP of that team, and he's the one that, you know, brought him to this point. Without him, they wouldn't be here.
All right, man. Tom Brady. Are you actually giving props to Tom Brady in Indianapolis?
Hey, you told me to save my pick for later. You told me to save my pick for later, so we're gonna do that.
That's right.
We're gonna do that.
I'll tell you. That's right, guys. And if you want to jump in this Super Bowl conversation, have a super conversation with us. 917-889-8516. The football gods have gathered here in Indianapolis, and they have brought a great, great experience to us here in Indianapolis. And I'm going to tell you what, if you've not been down there, you just don't know what you're missing. I tell you what, I did a little mix for us here, and I got a lot playing for today. You guys are among greatness, and I want you to know how great, how lucky you are, not only to be a part of the balance, but how lucky our listeners are to be listening to the balance right now. There's a lot of other radio shows that are broadcasting live right now down here in Indianapolis, but there's only one balance. And I tell you what, we had a great time out at Super Bowl Village. And hooked up with my friends from GoIndy.com, Indy.com. Check them out, guys. Got a pretty neat little website coming to Indianapolis. Check it out. And I hooked up with them, and they gave me some sound bites. And I tell you what, Brian, I want to tell you this. I ran into Michael. You know who I'm talking about. Michael is the leader of the Super Colts fan clan. And there's not just one of you, Brian. There's a whole bunch of you that all kind of cloned off of Michael. Oh, by the way, Brian, do you know where Michael is today?
I know he's sponsored by Guinness, and Guinness is actually picking him up from his house and taking him to the Super Bowl in the limo.
Oh, man. But I'll spend with Mike, and I tell you what, I ran into him the other night when I was down there, not the night that I was with Chad, but another night that I went down there, and I got a sound bite from him, and I mixed some stuff together, because I'm going to tell you what, guys. I am El Presidente because I am the Rush Limbaugh of sports, and I am the best that they get. So, guys, Super Bowl Village 2012. We'll be right back. Super Bowl Sunday is here.
All right, now it's all the way live, kicking it right here. Woo, Super Bowl Village, baby. Hanging out with the Super Band. All the party people in the house. We getting ready to rock and shock them and jam them, baby. Woo, time of good eating, good greeting, good meetings, baby. Telephone, tell a friend. Come on down. Woo, enjoy yourself. Yeah.
Zach and Evan here in the epicenter of awesome at the Super Bowl Village, and we're going to check out the Super Bowl nightlife.
lit cocktail at St. Elmo to go.
That's awesome.
Message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
You are among friends.
It may be the most emotionally satisfying place I've ever been.
A whole big station of friends.
I'm alone now.
Woo! WROM, playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Owning a pet can be so rewarding, but challenging at times. Do you have to work and can't make it to the vet? Are you away from home for long periods at a time? Is there a new pet at home that needs attention? Are you out of pet food and can't get to the store? Does your yard need cleared of pet waste? Do you have a unique pet that needs special care? Are you going away and you don't want to send your pet to the unfamiliar surroundings of a kennel? If so, Terry's Indie Pet Service can help in all these situations. In addition, full-service grooming will be offered later this year. When you hire Tips, you can leave home and know that your pet is exercised, fed, watered, and given medication, all in the comfort of their own environment. There is no longer a need for your healthy animal to stay in an uncomfortable kennel. Tips can solve the challenges of pet ownership. If you want the most personalized care for your pet, then hire Terry's Indie Pet Service. Visit her on the web at HireTips.com. That's HireTips.com. Or call her at 317-410-3377. Tips, your pets can play while you're away.
In a world where survival is the only rule and weakness is fatal, where winning is everything and trust is a gift.
With the 42nd pick in the 2010 NFL Draft,
how much difference can one person make?
The New England Patriots select Rob Gronkowski.
That depends on the person.
Welcome back to the Ballots. It's Super Bowl Sunday. We are live here in Indianapolis, and we are live indeed, guys. Grab your coffee, grab your bagels, grab your nuts. I'm talking about peanuts, guys. I don't know what y'all are thinking.
want to join the conversation, 917-889-8516. Guys, it's a Super Bowl rematch. Super Bowl rematch. The showdown is here. Last time they met in uniform, Brady, who thrown 300 yards and passed for 39,979 yards later, Brian, just in case you wanted to know about that in his career, didn't leave the field victorious. Manning, who has 185 touchdowns, 27,579 passing yards to his name, helped the Giants secure a 20-24 win over the Patriots on their opponent's own turf at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough last November. And, my friends, that was the beginning of the journey. And if that wasn't reason enough to seek vengeance, the Patriots lost the 2008 Super Bowl to none other but the Giants, 17-14. Excuse me. I'll tell you what, I've just gotten way too excited. I'm going to lose my voice early. So I need to scale it back. I need to rely on my cheerleaders. Oh, my goodness, guys. Brady has no need to play in the field with his wife. Who's Tom Brady's wife? The model, Kelsey, a German name. What's her name, Jad?
Giselle.
Oh, that's it. Giselle. Man.
Which if you shorten it, well, yeah, okay, never mind.
What Tom Brady has going on, buddy? Man, he's married to a Super Bowl model. He's a Super Bowl quarterback multiple times. Very wealthy. I think the Bradys also have a kid, don't they? A 4-year-old son. Don't they have a son? I think so.
I think they do, yeah.
Oh, man. But you can't be a hater. Who calls the Lucas Oil Stadium where the Super Bowl will be held this year home? That's right. The father is NFL legend Archie Manning. And Peyton Manning. So, guys, they're keeping it in the house. We just didn't have the right Manning here this year. Joining us now is Mr. $2 Bill Josh, who is a longtime legend in his own right here on The Balance. Joshua, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well this morning. How are you, Tom?
I am fantastic. I think I've had too much coffee. And, you know, I'm just stoked that it's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. We are live here in Indianapolis, and it's the Super Bowl. Guys, I'm going to tell you what. It doesn't get any better than this. Josh, we've talked to the other two, plus myself. The journey the Patriots took to get to today's game. Go ahead.
Today's game is simply about legacy. And as you know, Tom, I've called you quite a few times in Super Bowl Village this weekend and all the different festivities. The New York Giants are happy to be in Indianapolis. They're excited to be in the Super Bowl. For the New England Patriots, it's about legacy. Well, if Bill Belichick wins, he's the greatest coach of all time. There's no argument to be made. If Tom Brady wins tonight, he's the greatest quarterback ever, period. No argument to be made. Why the Giants are happy to be here. The Patriots, you did not see going to NFL experience, going to any parties, whereas you saw several of the Giants that experienced going to parties. This is a business trip. And that's why I'm picking the New England Patriots to win 38-14.
Dude, all right, we're gonna give you a sad sack pass on that. Nobody was supposed to make their picks until later on in the game. But I'll let you pass on that one because you were late arrival. I'll tell you, the only two people that were on time today was myself and Brian Jensen. Even Axel was late. What is up with you guys? It's Sunday morning.
Hey,
it's Super Bowl.
We need coffee, man. We need coffee, unlike you. You are just psyched up already.
I am stoked, brothers. I am. I tell you what, I'm on a natural high. I don't need the alcohol. I don't need, you know, I've got a good life here. A real good life. A good wife, too, for that reason. We got a supermodel wife, too. I'm a millionaire. I do. I mean, I'm not playing, guys. All right. Let's get down to business here. 917-889-8516 is my number to get on the show here with myself, Brian Jensen, Chad, a.k.a. Axel, and $2 Bill Josh Elmore. All right, guys. You know, one of the things that always I enjoy watching as much as the game is the commercials. So I want to go. I wanted to real quickly find out from you guys, what is the best Super Bowl commercial of all time? We'll go with you, Chad.
Boy, it's like put me talking about putting me on the spot. Oh, I mean, there could be a lot of Bud Light commercials I can think of, and probably some of the funny ones. Gosh, I mean, I do like the monkey commercial in E-Trade, which showed a monkey banging on the drums, and then E-Trade coming up and saying, "You just blew $2 million on this commercial," something like that. And then there's a bunch of the Dorito commercials where the guys by the vending machine. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, yes, yes. That was 2 years ago. And actually, those guys were from right here in Indianapolis. Or Indiana,
yeah,
somebody
ripped somebody's pants off to taste the Doritos. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep. That was hilarious to me. I mean, that was probably one of the best ones I've seen. And, yeah, I mean, it's hard to just put a finger on one unless you are just dedicated to just commercials, because I'm mostly dedicated to watching the game, so.
All right, Brian, your favorite Super Bowl commercial?
You know, I can't exactly remember any in the past, but this is, I mean, I'm serious about this. This is what I do every year during the Super Bowl. I will actually record the entire Super Bowl, and during the commercials, I will go, you know, use the restroom, go get something to eat, go get something to drink, whatever, come back and watch the rest of the game. Then after the game, maybe the next day, I'll go back and replay it, and I'll watch all the commercials. Because that, you know, you got to take a break in between, you know, and that's kind of like the time to do it, and just TiVo it and just go back and watch them all. Because I mean, it's pretty good. They come out with good commercials, and you know, I watch a lot of TV at night when I get done with work, and you know, so they all kind of, you don't remember what, you know, if that aired during the Super Bowl or not. But you know, the Bud Light commercials, hands down, by far the best. They're always good. I'm sure, you know, Allstate with the Mayhem guy, he'd probably have one. I love the Allstate Mayhem guy. Just record the Super Bowl and watch, you know, just commercials. The next day you'll spend an entire hour laughing. It's pretty funny. It's pretty cool.
It is a lot of fun. And those of you, and I think, Josh, you're going to be at my party tonight here at the Balance Studios in Indianapolis. But one of the fun things that we do every year is we have a game about rating the commercials, and we always try to take a vote to see who's going to be the number one Super Bowl commercial. And I tell you what, though, there have been so many, 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 many good commercials. And you got to think about it. There are many movies, $30 million a pop, and that's probably – on the low side. But my favorite commercial, Super Bowl commercial of all time, still has to be this one.
Yo.
Hello, Shorty. What are you doing?
Nothing. Sitting here watching the game, smoking some bud.
Are you all alone?
What's up?
What's that? Who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone. What's up?
What's that?
Yo, Duke, pick up the phone.
Yo.
What's up?
you doing, son?
Nothing. Just chilling. Killing.
True, true.
That's got to be the best commercial ever. Josh, what is your favorite Super Bowl commercial?
My favorite Super Bowl commercial is probably still the Mean Joe Green commercial. And if I could, Tom, they're redoing it this year. Just as a sneak preview, they're redoing the Mean Joe Green commercial.
Yeah, that is good. That is a classic. I'm surprised, Josh, that you're old enough to actually remember that commercial, though. All right, guys, I tell you what, one thing for sure is that it is Super Bowl Sunday, and every year there is going to be, outside of the game and in the parties, there's the commercials. So here's a sneak peek into this year's commercials for 2012.
We're a week out from Super Bowl Sunday, and this morning we're going to take a deep dive into what some people view as the most interesting part of the game, the ads. ABC's David Curley has this preview.
Do your trick and I'll give you one of these Doritos.
For many of us, they play some football between the commercials. This is some of what we'll see.
You want me to go to Newark with those guys? Somebody ordered 46 banana daiquiris.
It will be a record year of spending.
Every time he craves Doritos, he turns into a bird of prey.
$250 million, yes, $1 billion.
Watch this.
Ferris Bueller is back, but we're not sure how.
How can I handle work on a day like today?
And there will be something different this year. Many commercials will be longer. Take Volkswagen. They stole the show last year with that miniature Darth Vader. Well, the Star Wars theme continues with the bark side. Dogs barking, the Star Wars theme for a minute. There's even a, forgive the pun, a Chewbacca.
Super Bowl's got 70 ads out there, you know, struggling for attention. So the sort of the longer ads tend to give you more of an opportunity to sort of ratchet up the engagement with an audience. It's expensive, but it's worth it for a lot of these advertisers.
And new this year, interactive ads. Those Coca-Cola bears are going to be plugged into what's happening on the field.
The ad is actually going to reflect some of the stuff that's happening live in the game. It's a pretty unique approach to Super Bowl advertising, and hopefully it'll come out without a hitch.
And many ads will offer ways to surf the net or use your phone to get more info. But nothing quite like what this guy's phone will do.
This new phone I got will get us anything we want. Send me more Doritos.
Sending more Doritos.
Good, let me try it. Send me 3 hot, wild girls.
Yeah.
Sending 3 Rottweilers.
No.
If only the game is as good as the ads. David Curley, ABC News, Washington.
So why are we here again?
All right, guys, a little sneak peek to what's going on in the Super Bowl ads this year. I don't know. I'm looking forward to the Ferris Bueller ad myself, guys. So, anyway, you want to join the conversation, 917-889-8516. Myself, Super Colts fan Brian Jensen, Chad, a.k.a. Axel, and $2 Bill Josh. We're all on board here up until 11 o'clock. I'll tell you what, we got some other guests coming in the second hour. John Brodigan, Ed Kratz from down in Philadelphia. Philadelphia Eagles beat writer, going to talk to us a little bit about the NFC and the Giants. My son's going to call in. He's down out of 29 Palms, the California U.S. Marines. Going to talk to us about how the U.S. military watches the Super Bowl and enjoys Super Bowl Sunday, guys. It's like a holiday, and we are live here in Indianapolis. And it is a holiday. It is a special time that the Americans get together and just, you know, outside of like, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving, when everybody gets together with friends and family, the Super Bowl has to be one of the biggest gatherings of all time. And I think that everybody has something going on where they're going to be somewhere watching the Super Bowl. And obviously, here at the Balance Studios, we got our own annual Balance Super Bowl party, that only Josh, felt like, you know, I'm gonna make it to that party yet again. Brian Jensen turned me down, and Chad turned me down, but that's okay. I'm good with it.
Yeah, we got our own parties to host.
I tell you what, Josh, you have been, and I think, Chad, did you come to the party last year? Okay, I know you've been
in my
house for a second.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Now, guys, am I making this up? It's epic. It's an event. Am I lying about that?
Yeah, it is. Only thing it gets awkward when the women from church had to watch Kardashian commercials.
Yes. I told you guys it's epic here at the Ballad Studios. My party is always a blast, and Josh, I know you've been in my party a few years in a row now. Am I lying? Is it epic, Josh?
No, it's epic. I'm just hoping that I got VIP seating, you know, with all the celebrities and whatnot we have coming over to the Balance Party tonight.
That's right. You never know
hey,
who will show up here. Hey, what?
Yeah, I got to basically give you a few stats that are in favor of the Patriots now that we're talking about the Patriots.
Yeah,
so,
point.
Yeah.
There is a game, and the first hour is dedicated to the Patriots. The second hour is dedicated to the Giants and the NFC. So there is a game. And, guys, it is the day of reckoning, that's for sure. If you guys want to join in the conversation, 917-889-8516. We can always count on Chad, a.k.a. Axel, to get us back on point. Thanks, buddy. You the man. No dings here, man. I'm gonna tell you what. If you ride in a vehicle with Chad and you park in a parking garage, you're gonna park at the highest possible level and the farthest possible spot. Why? Because he doesn't want to get dings on his brand new vehicle.
Hey, my better half instructions there.
Hey, we're having a great time. We're live here in Indianapolis. It is the Super Bowl. It is Super Bowl Sunday. The New England Patriots are in town, and the New York Giants are in town. Little Manning. And I tell you what, it's not about revenge. There's nothing the Patriots can do tonight that will change what will happen in the desert against against these very same Giants 4 years ago. Most of the players from that game really have moved on. The Super Bowl this Super Bowl really has zero connection to the last Super Bowl that the Giants and the Patriots played in. But still, you know, Eli, Elisha? I think his name is Elisha Nelson Manning. Isn't that his name?
I think
that would be his name, Tom.
I don't know. Baloney, rubbish, nonsense, lies, 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 lies. This is all about revenge, guys. I'm going to tell you, it's about it's about revenge. It's about driving a Rolls Royce to your high school reunion, boys and girls. I wish Jay Graves could have joined us today. He has just a way of bringing things home, doesn't he? Laughing at the cheerleader who ruins your life when she wouldn't go out with you. This is an opportunity to fire the boss who once fired you guys. This is an opportunity for New England to come in to Indianapolis. As much as I hate to say it, this is an opportunity for New England to come into Indianapolis and win a Super Bowl. Hey, Brian, the Patriots are in the Super Bowl.
the Patriots are different from 2007 because they don't have the pressure of a perfect season hanging on them. That's the number one pressure that they do not have. And then, of course, all like you said, all the defensive players, Rodney Harrison, Junior Seau. I don't know if Teddy Bruschi was still there. He may have already been retired then. So I think Teddy Bruschi was there, yeah. So
no,
all
Bruschi
those guys are gone. Yeah, Bruschi was there. So they're all gone. So basically, and of course, they are not a vertical offense. They are more of an underneath offense. They don't have a Randy Moss kind of player to draw double coverage towards him, but and they have evolved into a two tight end offense, and the makeup is considerably different. And the players are finally gelling. Bill Belichick is finally getting the right combination of players on defense. And it's going to be interesting. And the other thing, the Patriots, I mean, there's a stat for the last three Super Bowls, Steelers, Saints, and the Packers were top five in interceptions generated. And the Patriots, guess what? They're top five in interceptions generated for the 2011 season, too. And then the other thing is, since 2006, any team that has played the NFC East has won. The Colts played the NFC East in 2006. Of course, the Giants were an NFC team, East team, in 2007. Then 2008, the Steelers played the NFC East. Then 2009, Saints played the NFC East. 2010, Packers played the NFC East. This year, Patriots played the NFC East. So it's kind of like the pattern is going to hold true regardless of who wins, Giants or Patriots. I mean, it's like it's such a telling pattern.
there was another pattern in the last, what was it, with the Eagles in the last 3 years. Their opening, whoever they opened against, was a Super Bowl winner. And this year they opened up against the Giants. Last year was
The Eagles opened up against the Rams.
Hey, I'm the host of the show. I'm just like that.
It's time you let the others talk, Tom. It's time you let the others talk. So that's why I'm thinking it's kind of like there's so many factors in favor of the Patriots that, and also the fact that no 9-7 team has ever won the Super Bowl. The Giants won it as 10-6. Packers won it as 10-6. So,
see, the kid doesn't even like the Patriots. You're talking about Patriots, now the kid's crying.
Well, guys, we got to move this show all along. I mean, we really, really do, man. You know, Chad, you like to put us back on point. I like to put us back on point as well. One thing about the Super Bowl, guys, is it is full of stories and it is full of legacies. And one thing about Josh is Josh is a legacy in his own right. $2 bill, Josh, and I know Josh. You were a part of the Balanced Super Bowl show last year, and believe it or not, guys. And I think we're gonna. I haven't looked at the numbers, but we had a lot of listeners yesterday, thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners yesterday because we're linked in with the Super Bowl social media. Right? So, which means that when I social media this show, it goes out to everybody's social media apps, phones, whatever. So people have the opportunity today, among any other time, to listen to the Balance that maybe don't even know that we're out here. So, guys, we're so glad that you're listening. And you know what? I haven't even brought up the board here. I'll do that right now. We have right now, as it stands, we appreciate all 46,000 listeners across the United States. This is awesome, guys. We are so glad that you are part of the show today here in Indianapolis, and I hope that this is going to be one of the best Super Bowls ever. All right, Josh, talk to me a little bit about legacies. What are some of the legacies that have come out of the Super Bowl?
Well, legacies coming out of the Super Bowl, Drew Brees is now a certified legend and not just a great quarterback. But tonight's game, Eli Manning, in the beginning of the season, did something that's absolutely classless, and then the Giants followed it up yesterday. But before you get into that, Colts fans, stop whining. You don't hate the Patriots because you're good. You have the Colts fans, and I am one, but by the large part, have an inferiority complex. Much like Boston used to have with New York, all they ever do is cry and complain, moan and groan about the New England Patriots, and plain and simple, it comes down to plain, unbridled jealousy. But legacy in tonight's game, Eli, in the beginning of the season, said, I'm an elite quarterback. I'm every bit as good as Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. No, Eli, you're not. You could win 5 Super Bowls and never be on Brady or Manning's level. On the other hand, for Tom Brady, if he can win one more game, said before Super Bowls in the salary cap era. I know Montana has four, and I know Bradshaw has four. But what the Niners and the Steelers didn't have to worry about is remaking their team every couple of years due to the salary cap era. If Brady can win tonight, I challenge anybody else on this panel this morning to make any type of an argument why he should not be considered the greatest quarterback of all time, why Belichick shouldn't be considered the greatest coach of all time, and why the Patriots shouldn't be considered the classiest organization and the model franchise, and maybe even the best franchise of all time. And there's a former Colt playing in tonight's game, Tony Ugo.
Well, all right, guys, we got to take a break. When we get back, we're going to continue this conversation about the New England Patriots and the New York Giants. Guys, we are live here in Indianapolis, and you are a part of the annual Balanced Super Bowl special. And we are in Indianapolis, and there is a game today, the New England Patriots and the New York Giants. We'll be right back.
Here we go again.
The best hits. Best hits.
I demand more.
And the biggest variety.
Biggest variety.
I want it, I need it, and I'm going to have it.
There's no other station like it on the planet. WROM, realmsofmusic.com. Playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
Owning a pet can be so rewarding, but challenging at times. Do you have to work and can't make it to the vet? Are you away from home for long periods at a time? Is there a new pet at home that needs attention? Are you out of pet food and can't get to the store? Does your yard need cleared of pet waste? Do you have a unique pet that needs special care? Are you going away and you don't want to send your pet to the unfamiliar surroundings of a kennel? If so, Terry's Indie Pet Service can help in all these situations. In addition, full-service grooming will be offered later this year. When you hire Tips, you can leave home and know that your pet is exercised, fed, watered, and given medication, all in the comfort of their own environment. There is no longer a need for your healthy animal to stay in an uncomfortable kennel. Tips can solve the challenges of pet ownership. If you want the most personalized care for your pet, then hire Terry's Indie Pet Service. Visit her on the web at HireTips.com. That's HireTips.com. Or call her at 317-410-3377. Tips, your pets can play while you're away.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Welcome, sports fans. Host Tom Marquis and the Balance team are ready to break down the past week in sports. We bring you that perfect balance of news, commentary, scores, stats, and much more. So sit back and get ready. It's time for the Balance.
Breaking it all down. It is Super Bowl Sunday. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. It is The Balance. We are live in Indianapolis. It is the annual Super Bowl special, and so glad that you could join us. Our experts are here with us. Mr. Brian Jensen, a.k.a. Super Colts fan, a.k.a. Axel, a.k.a. Chad. Josh, a.k.a. $2 Bill Josh. And it is so good to have you guys along with us. And I tell you what, we're going to save our picks later on in the show. But pick, don't pick, One thing about it is the Patriots are in the Super Bowl. And as much as we hate to admit it, they are here in Indianapolis, as for us Colts fans. And I know maybe what you are thinking and what most America is thinking is you're wrong. You're thinking the New York Giants are going to win the Super Bowl. Well, no, that's really not my pick. I wanted to stir Brian up a little bit. on the serious side, after the watching the Giants roll through the playoffs by putting a discount double check on Aaron Rodgers, a post-game head slap on Jim Harbaugh, man, you feel it in your gut after watching what's her name? What's the model? Gretzel? Hansel Gretzel? Tom Brady. We'll just slow that.
Giselle.
The Patriots are officially the favorite here, and that's what we got to face up to. I guess I said all that to say that. So it makes everyone feel smug and smarter to pick the Giants. I like the Giants. I'm just saying, and I understand. Because I'm here in Indianapolis, and I think exactly the same thing. How could the horrible, horrible Patriots defense hang on for four quarters against the best New York closer since Mario Riviera?
Mariana.
All right, Chad. Riviera. All right, Chad, you're up, buddy. How are they going to do it? What are the keys to the game for the Patriots? What are the strengths they have to beat the New York Giants tonight? Go ahead.
Slow down the pass rush using the running game, because their offensive line is pretty imposing. The last time they played the Giants, they used six offensive linemen for almost 20 plays. And sometimes they use a seventh offensive lineman so that they could just maul the defensive line. So unless the Giants defensive coordinator comes up with a plan to neutralize that, that is going to be their ammo. I can bet that Tom Brady probably throws less than 30 times, and they run close to 30 times. And that's going to be their mantra going in and controlling the clock, because the Giants did the same, just like the Saints did it versus the Colts. Shorten the game and drag out whatever possessions you have to keep the opposing quarterback on the sidelines. That's what the Giants did in the Super Bowl that they won. The Saints did in the Super Bowl that they won versus the Colts, not to mention the onside kick that gave them an extra possession. And the Patriots this time are going to try to do it versus the Giants, because they know the Giants are better offensively than in 2007 with their three wide receivers. And as a result of which, they would like Eli Manning to get as few possessions as possible versus their secondary. So they're going to try to control the line of scrimmage and run the ball as much as possible, slow down the pass rush, force Giants to rotate bigger defensive linemen. Then you don't have three defensive ends or four defensive ends playing on the field all the time. And then all of a sudden you can start play action, and then it becomes effective. And then Aaron Hernandez is probably the one that I'm looking forward to as to being matched up against probably the weakest personnel in the secondary. And Tom Brady will go for Aaron Hernandez. He just went towards Aaron Hernandez so many times versus the Ravens, because he knew the best safety or the number two. Yeah, the best safety will always be on Gronkowski. So the second best safety is the one versus on Aaron Hernandez. So most likely, if the second best safety is on Aaron Hernandez, he'll go towards Aaron Hernandez. If they rotate that guy to Wes Walker, he will go to Wes Walker. And that's going to be their ammo throughout this game. And, it's going to be a chess match. And you remember the last time that it was the Manning Bowl Part 2 when Eli Manning came to Lucas Oil Stadium, and Peyton Manning threw for only 26 passes, and the Colts rushed for 35 carries, and we blew them out, 38-14. What did we do? They played defensive ends, four defensive ends and five defensive backs constantly. expecting Peyton will pass a lot. Peyton, being the smart guy, he just checked out to the run. Hey, you gonna? I got the tight end who can block. I'm going to use him in blocking instead of you respecting Gronkowski in the pass. You're going to see how well he can run block. Boom, there you go. Gronkowski is way better blocking tight end than Brody Eldridge that we have. And he's going to show them what he can do in the run blocking front, even if he cannot run those routes for the passing game. So that's basically what I expected it to be, a running show from the Patriots more than a passing show.
All right, Chad, a.k.a. Axel, thanks for breaking that down. I hate to tell you this, guys, but we're up against a break, the top of the hour break. When we get back, it's part two of the Balance Special. We're live here in Indianapolis. And that's right, guys, part two's coming up. The Giants. We're going to be talking about the NFC and the Giants. Little Eli is here. Little Manning is here. We'll be right back. Well, he's not here. I wish he was here. We'd be having a conversation. But he's here in Indianapolis. That much I guarantee you. We'll be right back.
From early morning till late into the night. It's a whole new way of life. 24/7, the hits are nonstop. WROM, realmsofmusic.com. Playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
Owning a pet can be so rewarding, but challenging at times. Do you have to work and can't make it to the vet? Are you away from home for long periods at a time? Is there a new pet at home that needs attention? Are you out of pet food and can't get to the store? Does your yard need cleared of pet waste? Do you have a unique pet that needs special care? Are you going away and you don't want to send your pet to the unfamiliar surroundings of a kennel? If so, Terry's Indie Pet Service can help in all these situations. In addition, full-service grooming will be offered later this year. When you hire Tips, you can leave home and know that your pet is exercised, fed, watered, and given medication, all in the comfort of their own environment. There is no longer a need for your healthy animal to stay in an uncomfortable kennel. Tips can solve the challenges of pet ownership. If you want the most personalized care for your pet, then hire Terry's Indie Pet Service. Visit her on the web at HireTips.com. That's HireTips.com. Or call her at 317-410-3377. Tips, your pets can play while you're away.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
All right, now it's all the way live, kicking it right here. Woo, Super Bowl Village, baby. Hanging out with the super band. All the party people in the house. We get ready to rock and shock them and jam them, baby. Woo, time of good eating, good greeting, good meetings, baby. Telephone, tell a friend, come on down. Woo, enjoy yourself. Yeah.
All right. Yes, boys and girls, we are live here in Indianapolis, Indiana, the home of Super Bowl 46. And I tell you what, if you did not know this, there is a big game tonight here in Indianapolis. The New York Giants and the one and only New England Patriots. Joining us is someone who loves the Patriots as much as Brian Jensen does, is John Brodigan. John, how you doing, sir?
Now, are we allowed to say Super Bowl, or do we have to say the big game?
Let's say whatever you want to say. Also joining us from Calkins Media, beat writer for the Philadelphia Eagles and knows everything there is to know about the NFC, Mr. Ed Kratz. How you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Super Bowl Sunday to you.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday to you. Well, guys, we're going to get right into it. I mean, it's the Giants. And I tell you what, Little Eli has – that's what I call him around here. A lot of us call him Little Manning or whatever. So we'll start with you, Mr. Brodigan. You live in Long Island. You're a Giants guy, Jets guy. Are you just a neutral New Yorker?
I'm a my fantasy team guy. And since Victor Cruz did very well for me this year, I'm a Giants guy for now.
you're a Giants guy for now. Victor Cruz did well for everybody. Everybody.
And, I mean, you know what it is? Also, my main thing is, like, I root for whatever is going to cause me the most entertainment, which I had thought – I'm actually on my way to D.C. next year. I'm going to be talking to friends of a whole bunch of different states, including Indiana friends, where I was planning on rubbing it in their face that, hey, the healthy Manning just won his second Super Bowl ring in front of his big brother in his big brother's field. However, I underestimated just how much everyone hates Tom Brady.
You got no clue how much everybody hates Tom Brady here in Indianapolis. Ed, so what are your thoughts? The Giants, the Patriots, obviously covering the Eagles and covering the NFC. You've seen the Giants play a lot. Are you surprised that the Giants are here in Indianapolis today?
Well, I wouldn't say surprised, no. I mean, I think any team that gets into the tournament has a shot. And the way the Giants kind of came together late in the season, and with their defense getting healthy late in the season, you know, defense is their hallmark. That's their calling card. That front seven that can put pressure on the quarterback, it can go a long way, and it has for the Giants. But I have a question for, is it Brian?
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's a great pickup, having Victor Cruz on your fantasy team there. Did you pick him up in the draft to start the season, or was he an add-on after a couple weeks?
He was an add-on after the first big game that he had, and I was shocked that I picked him up.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you had him from day one, that's some. You should be a general manager in the league.
I mean, providing he doesn't injure himself, I know he's definitely my keeper for next year.
Yeah, I don't think the Giants really knew what they had in Victor Cruz. In fact, I know in 2010 they were going to put him on the practice squad. He was, you know, they signed him as a free agent. And they were going to put him on the practice squad, but they had gotten word that they thought the Jets might be interested in grabbing him. So they kept him on the active roster, and then he conveniently got a hamstring injury, which landed him on the injured reserve for the rest of the season. So they were able to keep him, and boy, has that paid some dividends.
I tell you what, the Jets want everybody. I hear tell that they want Peyton Manning. I mean, I'm just saying, the Jets want everybody.
Well, see, here's the problem with that, though. The big concern this year, and I'm not sure how much of this is true or how much is just like New York tabloid. I'm sure if the Giants finished 8-8 and the Jets made it to the playoffs, it probably would be all the infighting with the Giants. But apparently the big thing was that the team is all pissed off at Mark Sanchez because he's not concentrating and he's not doing the work. And I'm sure he's going to turn around during the off season because he's dating Kim Kardashian now. And nothing makes you focus more on sports than to be caught up with a reality TV show star.
Yeah, that's a good point. That could be a distraction, though.
Well, I one thing is for sure is the Giants guys are here in Indianapolis, and it's been a great, great day, great week here in Indianapolis. And, you know, Media Day is always an exciting time here. It's become kind of like, well, not just in Indianapolis, but just the Super Bowl in general. And one thing that the NFL did this year is they actually opened up Media Day to the fans. Buy a ticket, get to go into Lucas Oil Stadium, and get to go and experience Media Day, which is really a unique opportunity. And, you know, I think that's a great opportunity. But we were also able to get down on the field and talk. I tell you what, guys, being part of local media is cool. I mean, we like it. We have our fun, but it's pretty regionalized. But when we get to go to something like Media Day as local media, and we get to ask stupid questions like, what do you think about Indianapolis? This is the response that we got. My buddy from GoIndy.com and myself were down at Media Day. Here's what we found.
This is your Doing Indy crew, Zach and Evan, live from Lucas Oil Stadium at the Super Bowl 46 Media Day. We're hoping to chat a little bit with Tom Brady, maybe Bill Belichick, possibly Eli Manning, but I'm really hoping just to ask Giselle what she thinks of Indianapolis. Follow along and let's see what they have to say.
What do you think of Indianapolis as a Super Bowl host city? I think it's been great. Indianapolis done a great job. The people, the town, the city has really welcomed. I know the Giants and our organization.
Everything's very convenient. I've been coming here since 1991 for the Combine every year. I've spent more time in Indianapolis than any other NFL city other than the ones I've lived in.
Proximity, the ability, everything's close, good restaurants, great host city. It's funny, I've had other media members in there, boy, they didn't realize it was going to be this good, and I kind of laugh. I said, I expected this.
Yeah. Here with Christy Lee. Christy, what do you think about the Super Bowl being in your hometown?
Well, it's amazing. I have had the opportunity to be downtown 3 or 4 different times already, and every time I come down here, I am just blown away by the amount of work that went into it and how incredible our city looks. I couldn't be prouder.
We've only been here for 2 days, but it's been nice so far. It's nice to be over at the Colts facility. They got a nice facility.
It's good, man. There's a lot of good people around here. It's a good environment. A lot of people love football around here, and it's a good crowd to be around.
What do you think about Indianapolis as a Super Bowl host city?
Perfect. Perfect. The hinterlands has embraced me and embraces the world. They are the perfect hosts. They have held giant parties before, but their hospitality is unparalleled. Their friendliness and genuine warmth to me, who they could have thrown on the street, probably locked me up last night, it's Steak and Shake, but I was doing it Steak and Shake. Should have got me 2 years in jail somewhere, near John Wooden's great hometown, some small jail somewhere.
How many shrimp cocktails will you have by the end of the week?
We went to St. Elmo's last night, and we had some classic reactions by some of the players who I did not give them a real heads up. I told them that, make sure you load up on the cocktail sauce.
Gwen got some shrimp stuck in my beard down at
St. Elmo's,
and so far it's been wonderful.
By the end of Sunday, how many times will you have done the salsa?
Hopefully just once, and that's during the game in the end zone. But other than that, hopefully I won't have to do it anymore than that.
The city's all dolled up. We got zip lines and bands playing in all the streets, and the NFL experience. They've really done a great job.
In terms of the city's ability to host an event, I expected it to be at the top level, and it is.
Indianapolis is a divine beast. Why? Because it is a combination of all things of the great animals. It is part lion, it is part tiger, it is part phoenix, it is part scorpion, it is part snake. It is all the beings rolled into one, all the great cities rolled into one. Indianapolis, Indiana, y'all. This is the hinterland, and I bow down and I say to Indiana, you are all masters of the way because your selflessness brings you great light.
All right, media day. Some of the highlights, myself and Zach at GoIndy.com. Man, we had a great time down there, guys. And I know, Ed, you've probably been to media day before.
Yes, I have.
Oh, man, it just doesn't get any better. And you know what's great? Ed, you're from Philly area, and John, you're from Long Island, New York area. You guys are used to this stuff. This is the biggest thing that's ever happened to Indianapolis, and we've got a little race here every year, and this is bigger than that. So it was a lot of fun. And I tell you what, it just is just something special, and here in Indianapolis. But we got a game to talk about, guys, so we'll start with you, John Brodigan. Break down the Giants for us.
I'll be honest with you. I think it's just a matter of keep doing what they're doing. Not that I follow that closely, but Eli seems to have automatic chemistry with, any wide receiver he gets. People were concerned when Burris wasn't on the team. He's got no one, but he automatically started to connect with Steve Smith. They trade Steve Smith. He finds Dominic Cruz and Akeem Nicks and Mario Manningham. I think it's just a matter of outscoring the Patriots, because I think the Giants defense can stop them. And the Patriots defense don't seem to have one of the best defenses in the league, but you could have a subpar defense when your quarterback's scoring 50 points a game.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely true. All right, Ed, and we're going to work our way around the panel here. Then we'll get to Chad and Brian, Super Colts fan, as well. But Ed Kratz, Calkins Media, beat writer for the Philadelphia Eagles, covers the NFC quite extensively. Obviously, he covers a little quarterback by the name of Michael Vick, who didn't make it to the Super Bowl this year, but They did see some time with the Giants. So break down the Giants for us. What do you think the Giants have to do to win the Super Bowl 46 here in Indianapolis, Ed?
Well, I you know, obviously it's the pass rush. That's where it's going to start. And I was a little surprised that the Giants did a lot of talking this week about how they're going to pressure Tom Brady and how they're going to get to Tom Brady. Specifically, Jason Pierre-Paul mentioned that they're in Brady's head, and you know what? They very well may be. And if you have Brady kind of peeking over his shoulder looking for a pass rush, that could affect how he does on the field. So, you know, obviously it starts there. The Giants will need to pressure Brady, so that's going to make it incumbent on New England's offensive line to really stand tall, maybe leave an extra blocker or two in for max protect. But I also think that the Giants receiver core is also superior to that of New England. We don't know what kind of condition Gronkowski's ankle is going to be in this tonight, and that could obviously have an effect on the Patriots. But the receiving core for the Giants with Nicks, Cruz, and Manningham, very prolific, very big time. And I think if you put Victor Cruz in the slot and you don't give Julian Edelman any help to cover him, I'm sure they will, and I'm sure they'll mix coverages. But, you know, look, Madonna was already doing the salsa for Victor Cruz this week. So, you know, Victor Cruz could very well be in for a big game, and he could go, you know, he could go viral here, so to speak, if he has a big game. In fact, I think his odds of winning the Super Bowl MVP were listed at 8-1, which was only second on the team behind Eli Manning. So there's a lot of expectation today that Cruz is going to have a pretty big game. And I'm not sure New England's secondary has anybody to match up with that. I heard one of the panelists earlier when I came on mention that running is going to be a key. And I agree. I think it will be. But I think that's more incumbent for the Patriots to be able to run the ball. I think the Giants will show run here and there to kind of alleviate some of the pressure New England will be able to get. But I don't think they're going to count on that to win the game. I think the Giants are going to win it through the air. And if they're going to win it, I think Eli Manning will have to have a big game. And I think Victor Cruz is going to have a big game as well.
All right, and I agree with you. I think Victor Cruz is a very key element of this game for the Giants to win. And what an appropriate name for a team. When you look at Victor Cruz, like we said earlier, coming from nowhere, really. Who is Victor Cruz to being a Giant? A Giant in the team for the team and a Giant that everybody's talking about. So, Chad, a.k.a. Axel, fantasy football advice guru, did you see Victor Cruz coming?
No, I did not. I actually got him after week three or so after his performance versus the Eagles, and I tried to trade him and in fantasy football because I had enough wide receivers in an eight-team league. So, and the person who I tried to trade him for, he refused the trade. So then Victor Cruz went MIA for a couple games somewhere there. So I dropped him, but still managed to win the championship. But I didn't see it coming, to be honest with you. I never saw it coming. But I also think he was a beneficiary of a lot of teams not having game film on him and respecting him enough. And it's also harder to double team in the slot than rotating the safety over to the outside wide receivers, in my opinion. I mean, Bill Belichick did that versus Dallas Clark. Whenever Peyton Manning played, he rotated his safeties in his game plan towards Dallas Clark to make sure if somebody beats him, it was not Dallas Clark. So what the Colts did is they started running a lot of backside routes and routes going across the field, and all of a sudden Reggie Wayne did his thing, and boom, we had that 35-34 comeback, the 4th-and-2 game. And to be honest with you, I mean, Tom Brady has had both Tom Brady and Eli Manning have played one game at Lucas Oil Stadium, and Eli Manning got blown out because the Colts kept running. 35 rushing attempts versus 26 passes for Peyton. And Manning Bowl 2 was a lopsided affair for Eli. And he got some garbage time touchdowns. But the Patriots, however, played the Colts really tough. And if not for the 4th and 2, they would have come off with a win at Lucas Oil Stadium. So I do think running is the way for New England, and for the Giants, it's still getting enough possession for Eli Manning, because contrary to 2007, when the Giants wanted to shorten the game, it's the other way this time. Like I said, the Patriots are going to try to do to the Giants, and the Giants have to make the most out of their possession. So.
All right, and I agree with you. The Giants really have to come in and play the kind of ball. They have to play Giants football and not really worry about what New England does. And I think they really just have to keep the pressure on the Patriots and really have to utilize Victor Cruz. All right, a.k.a. Super Colts fan, Brian Jensen. Brian, we love having you on the show because, you know what, you're not media. You're just a fan. And you really are a fan. And those of you that know what you do with the Indianapolis Colts, you and Mike and the whole Super Colts clan downtown, there's not a home game that you guys aren't at, and you're all in your gear, and you're made up from head to toe. And you know, if you guys have, and I'll give you a visual here, if you've ever seen the Oakland Raiders little black box or whatever they call it, where they're all made up and they've got the spikes on the shoulder pads. It's the same thing, only with the Colts, and you and Mike do a great job down there. And Brian, I love having you on the show because really you just tell it. We talk about it from the media perspective, but Brian, you talk about it what really matters. You guys are the guys that are spending money at the game. You don't get credentials. You have season tickets. You come here. In fact, Brian, you drive 4 hours to every home game here. You really are the example of a football fan. So from a fan's perspective, I know you've been dying to talk about this because you hate seeing the Patriots in Indianapolis in the Super Bowl. And you hate Pats fans sitting in your season ticket seats rooting on the Patriots. So it's not hard to guess who your pick will be. But from a fan's perspective, what are you looking at tonight with the Giants and the Patriots?
Well, first of all, I like to say, I mean, as someone said earlier, that it's, you know, like hating on the Patriots because I'm jealous of them. It's not that. I mean, the Patriots are a good team. They've always been a good team. Tom Brady is going to go down as one of the best. It's just that they're playing in our house. And if they were playing in someone else's place, then, you know, if they won, it wouldn't be that bad. Okay, but they're in our house. We ain't going for them. Any Colts fans, any true Colts fans, are not going to go for the Patriots. All right, and as far as Victor Cruz goes, and you guys met, I met you at the April draft party down there at Cadillac Ranch, but so you didn't know me before then. But I was one of the very few people on the Monday night preseason game against the Jets when the Giants were playing back in 2010. Seeing Victor Cruz catch those three incredible one-handed diving catches, and I knew that kid was going to be someone special. And they had too many receivers back then. I didn't think that they were going to keep him, but I knew that, someone was going to pick him up, and he was going to be one hell of a receiver, and he was going to be, an elite receiver, in just a matter of time. And fortunately, the Giants kept him, and now they're in this position. And, I really think that, honestly, this game is going to come down to, if the Patriots are going to score, at will. I mean, the Giants have a decent defense, but I mean, Tom Brady, they're going to get the ball down the field. They're going to score points. And I think if, the Giants want to win this game, the key to the game for the Giants is going to be the Giants' offensive line. If they can, get Eli Manning protection, and they can get the route developed down there, in the defensive backfield of the Patriots, then Eli Manning will exploit them. Exploited that, the defensive back and Julius Edelman and Julian Edelman, and get Victor Cruz, Manning, Hammond, Hicks the ball, and it'll be a shootout all the way to the end. But I really believe that's the offensive line that's gonna that really needs to hold the Patriots away from Eli Manning, so he can allow those receivers to get down the field and let the routes develop.
All right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say kudos, Brian, for recognizing Victor Cruz's talent there in the preseason. I know I was at his first start in Philadelphia when he made that start, and he caught three passes, two of them for long touchdowns. And, you know, me and a few other guys in the press box were looking at each other like, Victor Cruz, who is this guy? We went to the media guide and saw he was from Massachusetts, and we just thought, you know, it was more of an indictment on the Eagles' defense at that time to allow someone like Victor Cruz to come in and torture him for that kind of a game. And we just thought, okay, this is kind of a one-hit wonder type of thing. The Eagles really need to work on their pass defense. And that was absolutely the wrong way to think, because he went on and had, I think, six more 100-yard days and ended up with over 1,500 yards receiving. So, you know, great job seeing that in the preseason. I never saw him play in the preseason, but I just know in Philly when he made his first start, we were all scratching our heads.
I never watched preseason games, and that was one of the very few that I've ever watched, ever. And
yeah.
Now I'll never forget that. I will never forget that.
Good. Well,
guys, one thing we'll never forget is that the Indianapolis is here in Super Bowl, and it's been the A-list of the A-list of clients. I was downtown Indianapolis yesterday, yesterday evening. I was covering the Pacer game, and then after that, there was just a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, celebrities galore were at the Pacers game. You know, they're in New York. John, I know that you see celebrities at every Knicks game that you go to. But, hey, you know, it is Indianapolis. And we have another superstar that was making her rounds last night. She's going to be doing the halftime show, Madonna. Guys, we got to take a break, and we'll be back. We got a half an hour left. We're live here in Indianapolis. We'll be right back.
Just when you think the party's over.
There's nothing stopping this one, man.
We're just getting started. WROM Radio. Playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
Owning a pet can be so rewarding, but challenging at times. Do you have to work and can't make it to the vet? Are you away from home for long periods at a time? Is there a new pet at home that needs attention? Are you out of pet food and can't get to the store? Does your yard need cleared of pet waste? Do you have a unique pet that needs special care? Are you going away and you don't want to send your pet to the unfamiliar surroundings of a kennel? If so, Terry's Indie Pet Service can help in all these situations. In addition, full-service grooming will be offered later this year. When you hire Tips, you can leave home and know that your pet is exercised, fed, watered, and given medication, all in the comfort of their own environment. There is no longer a need for your healthy animal to stay in an uncomfortable kennel. Tips can solve the challenges of pet ownership. If you want the most personalized care for your pet, then hire Terry's Indie Pet Service. Visit her on the web at HireTips.com. That's HireTips.com. Or call her at 317-410-3377. Tips, your pets can play while you're away.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Welcome, sports fans. Host Tom Marquis and the Balance team are ready to break down the past week in sports. We bring you that perfect balance of news, commentary, scores, stats, and much more. So sit back and get ready. It's time for the Balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby, I see you standing there. That's right. You see us sitting here. We are live in Indianapolis, and it has been a great, great week. And I tell you what, Ed, and I know you've had the opportunity probably to be down on Radio Row, but the things you see down on Radio Row and the questions that are asked, you only get like, you know, it's like they heard him in and they heard him out. And you could hear him coming all the way down. And when you're a guy like me and you're all the way at the end of the road, by the time they get to me, there's nothing that I can ask that they haven't already been asked. So you know what's great? I sit around and I listen to what all these other guys are saying to ESPN and say, you know what? What do you think about the shrimp cocktail, St. Elmo's?
That's a legitimate question.
And I tell you what, though, it's true. They liked that question, so I led that off with every single question. And for those of you that aren't from Indianapolis or aren't familiar with St. Elmo's, it's world famous for their shrimp cocktail. And you heard on Media Day where Eli Manning was talking about how he didn't really prep his teammates about St. Elmo's shrimp cocktail. It is by and Brian, have you ever had it here in town? Have you ever been to St. Elmo's?
I've been there, but I never ate there. I just popped my head in and made an appearance, pictures, and that's about it.
Well, St. Elmo's is a very nice steakhouse. It's one of those places where you get to sit down, have a great meal, great shrimp cocktail. They don't put the prices on the menu, just to give you an idea. Ed, you've been here in town. Have you ever been to the St. Elmo's steakhouse here in town?
I have not been to the St. Elmo's steakhouse. No, I have been to Indianapolis, but I was not at St. Elmo's.
Well, guys, I'm going to tell you what. They have the best shrimp cocktail. And what is not really – it's shrimp, okay? Shrimp is shrimp. I mean, watch Forrest Gump. There's so much you can do with shrimp. But their cocktail sauce is none other. It's not like, oh, man, this was good cocktail sauce. It is flaming, hot, spicy, horseradish type spice, pure horseradish cocktail sauce. And you can't stand much of it. So, you know, when people always come through, I ask, what do you think about the shrimp cocktail? Because it is something else. So it's great. It was a great time here, guys. And I my hat's off to Indianapolis. It's 5 years in the making, and I remember when we got the Super Bowl, it was just – we knew it was going to be big, but we had no idea how big it was going to be, Ed. So, you know, you missed it, Ed. You could have came here and just, you know, enjoyed the nightlife and enjoyed the time, but you decided to stay in Philly and lick your wounds, I guess.
That's right. Well, you could say that. Now, let me ask you something, Tom. Did you ride the zip line? I've been hearing a lot about this zip line.
Oh, man, you know, they've got something called a weight limit. No, I'm just kidding. I'd have been the guy with a brake stop. No, you know what? I am not afraid to do the zip line, and I actually thought about it, talked about it, but I didn't. I should have, but I didn't. I was invited to the DirecTV party last night. I didn't go to that. I was invited to the Leather and Lace party. I didn't go to that. I was invited to the Playboy party. I did go to that.
Okay.
Of course.
Of course. Hello. Out of my stupid ear.
Yeah, I'd have to check your pulse if you want to turn that one down.
I would have had a stat tag if you want to say you didn't go to that.
But, no, I did not zip line. And it was fun, though. I mean – we're down in Super Bowl Village, and you just see people flying over you, man. They had a couple people really did get stuck up there, but it wasn't anything. I guess they've got a safety mechanism that slows the zip line down as it gets close to the other end, and it kind of malfunctioned. I guess it was going too fast a couple times, and it shuts itself down, and so it hit that a couple times, and people had to go out there and cover the rescue about, you know, 10 feet from the – from the main base. But it was great. Guys, we will maybe, hopefully, get another Super Bowl, but it's going to be years down the road. Obviously, they're just now deciding on the 2016, so I don't think we're going to get two awardings in a row. But, man, it would be good to be on the permanent rotation. But, you know, the NFL, The players, they like that warm weather. So chances are we'll get it again. I don't know how often. So it truly was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And if you guys could ever come here, you know, during a Super Bowl time. And you know what? We book out hotels, Ed, here in town for the Indianapolis 500 in the Brickyard. So we're no stranger to big events. But hotels were booked out, booked solid, 125-mile radius from the metro area. They have shuttles running up to 75 miles away.
Wow.
So, and I tell you what, nothing's better than Hoosier Hospitality, and it was great. They had their volunteers. They had, you know, everywhere you could go. And if you're familiar with downtown Indianapolis, and I know you are, Brian, the walk from Lucas Oil to Bankers Life and that whole walk, with traffic and everything else, if you decided to do that as a nice little hike, it'd probably take you what, Brian, about 20 minutes, 25 minutes?
Yeah, everything's so close.
Yeah, so you literally had the ability to walk from one end of downtown to the other, but there was no traffic. Every street around Indianapolis was pretty much closed off. So if you were going to park and drive down there, you had a little bit of a walk. I will admit, though, you know, being in media gives you a little perk, a parking pass, so I was good. I love seeing the cop. Go ahead. Come on. Let's go. All right, guys. We got a game tonight. It's the New England Patriots and the New York Giants. We talked a little bit in the first hour about the New England Patriots and their journey here. And I want to talk with you a little bit about the Giants and their journey to the Super Bowl. Obviously, you cover the Eagles, and Michael Vick started off the season real strong. And you guys had a fantastic start, and you just saw it all come to an end. Explain to me what happened in the NFC with the Giants, how they got from really – I mean, if you look at the beginning of their season to where they're at now, it's two different teams. And they really – and we keep, you know, hanging on Victor Cruz's sack. But there is another guy there, Eli Manning, and, you know, many other members of the team. But they were able to make a complete 180 transformation, if you will, Ed, from where they started at to where they're at now. And I know you covered the Eagles, and it was the other way around. So tell us a little bit about – how the Giants got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, you know, they came out of the NFC East, obviously, and it was a very strange year in the NFC East. When you look at it, the Eagles actually went 5-1 within their own division. Their only loss came to the Giants in the third week of the season. The Giants scored 15 points in the fourth quarter to win that game. The Eagles took the lead going into that. And there was talk back then whether Tom Coughlin would survive the season. Because there was thought that they were going to have a rough year and that he was probably on the hot seat, and they wondered if they took a turn for the worse midseason that he could get fired, you know, before December even rolled around. So what happened, I think, was the Giants became 7-7, and they were kind of banged up. You know, they did have a lot of injuries, particularly in the secondary. O.C. Umenyiora did not play for a number of weeks, and Justin Tuck had a bad ankle that he had been playing on, and he wasn't 100%. And I just think they started to really get healthy toward the end of the season and really got on a roll. The Eagles, remember, beat them in New York with Vince Young as the quarterback. They beat them 17-10, and the Giants' offense really couldn't do a whole lot in that game. They couldn't pass. They couldn't run. And you thought, all right, who's going to win the NFC East? It looks like the Cowboys are going to be that team. And then the Giants went down to Dallas and knocked off the Cowboys and ended up winning the NFC East with that win to go 9-7, which, you know, that's the fewest wins that have ever won the NFC East. And it was quite some time, I believe, since probably the early 90s that had happened. And I just think why they were able to turn it around was just getting healthy. And you have to give a lot of credit, I think, to Tom Coughlin, the man that had been on the hot seat entering the season. He has a way of keeping this team focused, has a way of keeping them together. I think he has changed a little bit in talking to some of their players. He has mellowed a little bit from his days when he was as the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach, when he ran a more militant style of practice. I think he listens to his players more. He's adapted quite well. And, you know, here he is. He's 4-1 against Bill Belichick coach teams. You know, they played against each other twice when Coughlin was the head coach of the Jaguars and Belichick coached the Cleveland Browns, and the Jaguars beat the Browns twice that year, and then I think the Browns moved off to Baltimore to become the Ravens. So him and Belichick are no strangers, and these two teams play each other every year in the preseason, too. It's usually the last game of the preseason. So they're very familiar with each other's personnel, which I don't know who that favors, but I just think Coughlin deserves a lot of credit in getting his team to this point. I really do. I mean, he has a way of getting the most out of his players, and his players completely respect them. And it'll be interesting to see what happens if the Giants win tonight, if Coughlin decides to retire. I mean, he'll be the oldest coach to have won a Super Bowl if he does win at 65 years old, and you wonder how long he can continue. And, you know, I think a win tonight puts a stamp on a what probably would be a Hall of Fame career. Although, you know, Bill Parcells is having a tough time getting into the Hall of Fame, so who knows. But, you know, I don't know if I answered your question there, Tom.
No, you did.
I think Coughlin deserves most of the credit for this turnaround, and getting healthy at the right time as well is another reason.
You're absolutely right. I tell you what, it is. It's down to two men in one corner, wild ideas, not always good ones, and maybe a sense of entitlement to victory. And then on, you look at the other hand, Ed, patience, mistakes, free management, a man who outlasts his opponents more than he beats them. And I'm not even talking about Newt or Mitt. I'm talking about Belichick and Coughlin in the Super Bowl. You know, you look at you guys, really, it's a good conversation we're having. At the first glance, the Patriots, Bill Belichick and the New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, really, if you look at it, have a lot in common. Both men came up through the NFL ranks as assistant coaching to the great Bill Parcells. And like many in the Parcells coaching family tree, both run their programs with obsessive attention to detail, maybe we'll put it that way, and an uncompromising sense of discipline and control. That, to me, Bill Parcells really exemplifies what a coach in the NFL needs to do. And he did a great job, obviously, of training some great coaches. But as coaches, however, they're two different breeds. You've got a kind of a conservative Tom Coughlin versus Belichick. He is no stranger to risk, the way I would like to word it. You know, we'll see how it comes together. Either one of them that wins tonight is a great victory for them as a coach. So moving on down the path here toward 15 minutes left in our Super Bowl, our annual Super Bowl special. Ed, do you have any big Super Bowl parties you're going to tonight? Where are you going to watch the game at? What's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, I hate to be a stick in the mud here, but I'm just going to kind of low-key it and probably just watch it at home. You go to these parties and it becomes, you start talking to people, your next thing you know, it's the second quarter, and you wonder, you know, what happened in the first quarter. So, you know, I kind of like to kind of stay focused on the game and really enjoy the game and, you know, try and check out what commercials I can check out. I'm one of those guys that likes to see the commercials, and, you know, I've been to some Super Bowls, and I haven't always had that opportunity, so... you know, I think that's kind of the way I'm going to play. I'm just going to lay low, put the kids to bed at halftime, and, you know, just keep watching the game.
Oh, absolutely. Well, one thing is for sure, in 8 hours and 41 minutes, we're going to find out exactly who – how that game pans out. Obviously, I have my annual Super Bowl party here at the Balance Studios in Indianapolis. It's going to be a great time. I think we've got about 30 or 40 people here coming, and it's going to be a good time, and I'm going to do some cooking and grilling. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hi, caller. Welcome to the Super Bowl special. What's on your mind today?
Got a question for you.
Go ahead.
I'm in Indy, too. I'm down on the canal. What I want to know is, why couldn't Peyton keep his mouth shut about all these problems till Monday? I live downtown. I grew up in Indianapolis, but I've lived downtown most of my adult life. And this city has worked so hard on this Super Bowl. Why does he want to go off complaining and taking the attention away from it on an issue he could have just waited till Monday on? Do you guys know? Because I don't know what he's thinking. Because, I mean, I love the guy. I mean, but I'm downright kind of mad at him. You know.
Right.
Do you think he talked too soon?
To answer the caller's question there, I don't think so. I think this was a very good platform for him to speak. I don't think it's detracted from the game in any way whatsoever. And this is me watching it from afar here. I don't think it's taken away from the game. I think Peyton wanted to get out front of this story. I think by having his doctors come out and say that he is cleared, that puts the ball into the court of Irsay to see what he will do. And Irsay came out and said, well, our doctors haven't cleared him. But I think Peyton wanted to come out, get ahead of the story, and what better time to do it than when the media attention is all focused on Indianapolis. I don't think it distracted from the game at all. That's just my opinion. And
I want to do another one of these, and I want it to go flawless. So, you know, I get tired of everything being in Texas, Florida, or Arizona. It gets old.
I agree. And you know what I was saying. It's been an experience, and I've echoed this throughout the entire show. It's been an experience here in Indianapolis. It's been a great time covering it. But here's the thing. I think that two wrongs don't make a right in this type of situation. I think everybody wants to know what's going on in Peyton's mind, and Ed's right. This is a great platform for him to speak up. Did he say anything? Maybe he should have kept in the family, as Jim Irsay would say. Maybe. But then you look at the other thing. When he sends out a 1 o'clock tweet that says, well, Peyton Manning hasn't passed any Colts physical yet, that just stirs it up a little bit. And you almost want to say, Jim, I know it's your team, and I know you're trying to interact with your fans, but if you're out at 1 o'clock in the morning, in my mind, there's only one thing that you're doing, and your fans do not want to see your drunk text. So I think that all that did was stir it up a little bit more. Now, can Peyton and Irsay work it out? I think so. You know, I'm the only guy leading the charge here that says that Peyton will be here next year. I think he will be.
I haven't
heard anything different to that aspect, other than you know that there's this money situation coming up. Here's the thing: the Colts can pay Peyton the money if they choose to. They have the money to pay. It's not going to put them in bankruptcy. Maybe it doesn't make good financial sense to us. But at the same time, when Peyton Manning makes a decision, it's going to be for Peyton Manning. And make no – everybody's a courting him right now, and his agent's probably – hearing dollar signs in his mind right now. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. My commission is going to be great no matter what decision Peyton Manning makes. So, you know, the decision is yet to be told, but I think that Peyton Manning really didn't do anything wrong. I think what has gotten out of hand is the back-and-forth media exchanges between a team owner and obviously a Hall of Famer quarterback. I don't think that was necessary. But, caller, I appreciate your call, and, you know, enjoy the Super Bowl today.
No way I am. It was all loud last night, that party at Victory Field. Ouch. That was a loud one. Hey, before I go, I agree with you. I think Peyton's going to stay, and the perfect storm is we have Peyton as the quarterback, Luck as the backup. The Giants win today. Little brother has two rings. Big brother only has one. We got the perfect storm next year if it works out.
I totally agree. Well, thanks for listening.
I don't think Peyton speaking this week will have an effect on whether or not Indianapolis gets another Super Bowl in the future. I've heard nothing but good things from people that I know that are in Indianapolis. Everything I've read has been positive. I think it's great that they have a dome so they don't have to play outside in any sort of weather that might develop this time of year in the Midwest. You know, I was in Jacksonville in 2005 for a Super Bowl, and, you know, that city, in my opinion, did not do a very good job. And I don't mean to rip Jacksonville, but it was just too spread out. It was too it wasn't handled as well as some previous ones. And I'm not sure Jacksonville will be in the mix. But it would not surprise me if Indianapolis got another one. Like Tom said, it won't be, you know, in the next 4 or 5 years, but, you know, it would not surprise me if they get another one. I've heard a lot of good things come out of that city.
I totally agree. Guys, we've got to take our final timeout, and we'll be back, and we'll wrap it up with our picks and a little bit more Super Bowl talk. Guys, we are live in Indianapolis, and it's Super Bowl 46. We'll be right back.
You hear that?
Beep.
me 5-0. Funny, need to watch out when the Giants are coming. Tearing up turf and throwing bowls while they're running. Stacking up down, keeping the end zone jump. Be 5-0. Funny, need to watch out when the Giants are coming. Tearing up turf and throwing bowls while they're running. Stacking up down, keeping the end zone jump.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
From early morning till late into the night, 24/7, the hits are non-stop. WROM, realmsofmusic.com, playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
Is not going to be open today in Lucas Oil Stadium. But two teams that are going to be there is the New England Patriots and the New York Giants, guys. So glad that you could join us. We're going to make our picks here in just a moment. And I'm standing by for my son who's in the Marines to call in and talk to us a little bit about how the military celebrates the Super Bowl holiday. But in the meantime, while we're waiting on that, Brian, I mean this quite literally, you are a super Colts fan. Tell us a little bit about what you do at Colts games and how you get the fans energized. And I've been down there with you. This is no exaggeration. You and Mike and the whole crew get your pictures taken with thousands of people. I would be curious to see how many people's Facebook that you're on during football season.
Yeah, I do look at that as I try to find my pics of people, but you know, but yeah, I mean, we just go down there and have fun and just, you know, I mean, it starts from, you know, the time I walk out of the hotel room to the time, you know, I leave. I mean, we're always, you know, I'm always dressed up and, you know, always, you know, taking pictures of the people, just, you know, having a good time and, you know, hanging out and going to, you know, the Indianapolis Colts Grill is my favorite place to go down there. And you know, then get to the game and just, you know, hang around, get down by the sideline, you know, try and find a camera, get on, and, you know, just pictures with a lot of fans. And, you know, even you know, the opposite, you know, even the visiting teams fans, I mean, they, you know, they love me and I hang out with them. And, you know, it's just about having a good time and supporting your team.
Now, another very passionate team, to say the least, is the Philadelphia Eagles. Ed Kratz, beat writer for the Philadelphia Eagles. Tell me some of the things that the fans do to get ready for an Eagles game.
well, they
that you can say on the air. Put it that way.
Yeah, this is a G-rated show, right?
That's
yeah,
right.
No way.
the Eagles fans get started early, and they come, you know, I imagine like any NFL city, the Eagles fans start very early in the morning, depending, really doesn't even matter what time the game starts, whether it's a night game or a 4 o'clock game or a 1 o'clock game. They're usually in the parking lot by 6 a.m. They have certain lots that open at that time to accommodate a lot of the Winnebagos and, you know, crazy vehicles that are all decked out in Eagles colors and this and that, that get there early, and they break out the grills, and again, no matter the temperature, no matter any, you know, the weather, they're out there grilling. And it's the same in any NFL city. Eagles fans are just very passionate about the Eagles year in and year out, no matter the record. They sell out every game, and they just like to turn it into a spectacle, really.
I totally agree, and it is obviously hostile territory for any visiting team. And I would hate to be a visiting fan at an Eagles game. Joining me now is my son Zach, U.S. Marines, out at 29 Palms, California, for the Super Bowl. Zach, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Good morning, guys. It's morning over here.
What time is it? Like 7 o'clock in the morning? 8 o'clock in the morning? What time is it right now?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Well, we are live in Indianapolis, and Zach, I always like to have you on because you really just give an ultimate example of why the freedoms that we have to celebrate the holiday of the Super Bowl. So, Zach, tell me a little bit about what's going to be going on at 29 Palms today for the Super Bowl.
It is absolutely going crazy here. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and everybody's going crazy. The whole base has got huge screens everywhere. Everywhere you go, you're going to be able to see the Super Bowl. In the store, in the commissary or the PX or wherever, all their TVs have the Super Bowl on it. It's insane. Everybody, you have those teams, those people that could care less about the teams that are playing, their team didn't make it, but still it's the Super Bowl. No matter if you like the teams or not, you're gonna vote for somebody. You're gonna root for somebody. So everybody, this is gonna be the most watched game in history, I believe. It's a big rivalry game. 2007, the Giants won, so everyone's saying that they're coming back to get their payback this year.
So Zach, I know that your team didn't make it to the Super Bowl either.
right. But it is kind of funny that my team didn't make it, but two teams wanted to come to the best team's house to have the game of the season.
So Zach, who is the U.S. Marines, and who's the favorite at 29 Palms, the Patriots or the Giants?
Oh, probably the Giants. There's a few Patriots fans, but I'm definitely seeing more of a Giants. Let's go Giants. So,
all right, guys. Go ahead, Zach.
I'm definitely rooting for the Giants. I got to, keep it in the family with the whole Manning family. So let's go Giants.
That's right. Let's go Giants. And I've raised my son well to root for the right team. So, Ed, anything for Zach? And, guys, I do want to point out one thing, those of you that are listening to us on our stream. We're running a little bit behind, but the stream may cut off, but we're still good to go and just catch whatever you missed the last 5 minutes here or so on iTunes or on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. So if you're listening to our stream, it'll probably shut down in about 60 seconds, but not to worry. You can go to the website and hear the end of the show. Well, that's great about an internet stream, guys. We aren't as confined to time on a Super Bowl special as we typically are on Saturday morning. So I want to make sure that we get our picks in and so forth. But real quickly, Brian or Ed, do you have any comments or questions for Zach regarding the military and the Super Bowl?
Go ahead.
Well, I think it's great, Zach, that, you know, every television set on the base and in the, you know, the commissary, everything's tuned into the Super Bowl. I mean, that's terrific. I think to those of us who love football, today's sort of a bittersweet day because this is the last football game we're going to see until August when the preseason games start up. So, you know, I think that's a big part of the reason, too, is people just want to see their last football game of the year.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's great. Go ahead.
I can remember when I was deployed. I was deployed during Super Bowl season, and I wasn't able to watch it. But what's cool this year is they have it everywhere to where you can see it. And the units that are training here right now, they are training has pretty much ceased. And they're all going to be inside this huge chow hall watching it.
That's cool. That's really cool. It's like a national holiday then, huh?
Yeah, definitely. There's no matter what rank you are, what job you hold in the Marine Corps, they're going to stop just to watch this game.
Well, Zach, we certainly appreciate all that you do and all that you do for our country and all the military personnel that listen to this show. We salute you, and we hope that you have a fantastic Super Bowl Sunday. Guys, let's get into the picks. This is the fun part. And you know what? I didn't hold true to my statement, which maybe I should have, but I'm just too nice of a guy, Brian. Remember at the beginning of the show I said I'm going to sad sack and kick anybody off the air that calls and talks about Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
He just wanted to push my buttons today, didn't he? So, no more. I'm kidding, caller. I'm glad you called. I'm kidding. But it is all about the Giants and New England here in Indianapolis. It's been a great week leading up to the climax of this. Who wins the Super Bowl? We start with you, Zach. The Patriots or the Giants? Go ahead.
Giants.
The Giants. I'm going to hold my pick, but go ahead, Brian. I think I know what your pick's going to be, but go ahead.
G-Man send Bill Bell cheating pretty boy Tom Brady's butt home to New England.
All right,
so
Ed Kraft.
So who's on the bandwagon?
Ed's the only one not on a bandwagon or doesn't have a dog in this fight. So
I'm rooting for a close game. I really want to see a good close game. And you know, Super Bowl.
No, you
blitz.
Don't.
I think if there's going to be a blowout, though, I think it's going to be in the Giants' favor. I think the Giants have those kind of weapons. I'm not sure of Gronkowski's ankle. You know, I think that's a big factor, Gronkowski's ankle. I just think the Giants have a little bit too much firepower. And even though the line in Vegas is picking the Patriots by 3, I think the Giants are going to find a way to win this game. Eli Manning will get his second ring by something like a score of 27-20, somewhere along those lines. I think they win by a touchdown.
Well, I tell you what, I like the Giants. And at the Balanced Super Bowl party tonight, I will be rooting for the Giants. I think the Giants have won the right to be here. And I sure as heck don't want to see New England win a Super Bowl at Lucas Oil Stadium. The fan of me is going to come out. So I cannot maintain neutrality anymore. I'm for the Giants. I think the Giants win. I think it's going to be a close game. I'm with you, Ed. I think we're gonna have a close game. I'm also for the commercials as well. I'm curious to see what's going to happen with Ferris Bueller. Not so interested in the Madonna halftime show. Hopefully, dear God, there's not a wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl this year. She's a 50-year-old woman.
You want to see two wiener dogs fighting?
All right. Any final thoughts, Zach? Do you have any final thoughts before we got to call it a day?
I do agree with you guys. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think that it's going to be a close game the first half and probably the third quarter. But I think that the last quarter, the Giants are going to come out strong as all get out, like they're totally fresh, and they're going to pretty much rock that stadium.
All right, Ed, final thoughts.
Well, you know, you can't count Bill Belichick out. Everybody, it's amazing how many people are picking the Giants in this game. But you know, it's awfully tough. Bill Belichick has proven, you know, he's trying to win his fourth Super Bowl with doing Chuck Knoll and Bill Walsh in that regard. And tough against Ben Brady. But, I just think Eli has too many weapons at the wide receiver department. The Wiggins defense is a suspect most of the year, and I think the Giants will capitalize on that.
All righty. Brian, final thoughts.
And, you know, I just – have fun watching the Super Bowl. Hopefully the Giants pull it out. You know, all the Colts fans are saying, you know, well, Eli gets the second one, that's going to ruin Peyton's legacy. No, it's not. You know, it doesn't prove that Eli's a better brother or whatever. You know, it just go for the Giants. We don't want to see the Patriots win in our house. And hope you have alternative plans for the halftime show, because I don't think it's going to be a good one.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you joining us here on the Super Bowl, the Balance Annual Balance Super Bowl Special. We have been live here in Indianapolis. It's been a fantastic week, and it's going to be a fun, fun game. Just remember, guys, the last time the Patriots were virtually overlooked before a playoff game was just a few weeks ago against the Denver Broncos and Tim Tebow. So all I'm saying is, guys, it's going to be a close game. I think that Vegas has it right, but I don't necessarily agree with their pick on the favorite. But nonetheless, it's the Patriots and the Giants here in Indianapolis. We are a few hours away from kickoff. Have yourself a great, fantastic Super Bowl. Remember, guys, if you indulge in the alcoholic beverages that come with Super Bowl holiday, get a cab, get a drive home, or sleep on the couch. I'm out of here, guys. We'll see you next week.
Me.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bleep, son of a bleep, gun. You thought I was going to say son of a didn't you?
That's all, folks.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More!
More!
More!